USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Top White House Coronavirus Task Force medical experts out with very sobering information. They're now predicting the pandemic in the U.S. could kill around 100,000 Americans to as many as maybe a quarter million before it's all over. And they say that's even with people practicing strict social distancing measures. It's claimed a life at the U.S. State Department.
We've had a State Department official pass away as a result of this virus at one of our team members.
Secretary Mike Pompeo did not elaborate during the news briefing yesterday, but it is known to be the first fatality within the U.S. diplomatic corps. Stocks are falling on Wall Street in early trading today, one day after the markets ended their worst quarter on record. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, NASDAQ, and S&P all trading about 3.5% lower since the opening bell. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I do high school ball. I umpire softball and baseball. So I'm very busy and very active. And the main thing I've noticed since I started Balance of Nature is when I do these baseball, softball tournaments, I don't deal with cramps anymore, which has really been a big deal because I used to be basically after 2 days of a tournament, I would be bound up with cramping a good bit of the next day. And now I don't deal with it at all. So that's a real good thing.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
U.S. health officials still debating whether to implement a nationwide face mask guideline to protect Americans from coronavirus. U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams, though, is pushing against it.
Wearing a mask improperly can actually increase your risk of getting disease. It can also give you a false sense of security, and you see many of these pictures with people out and about, closer than 6 feet to each other, but still wearing a mask.
The CDC has been considering making the public wear masks, but it's also concerned about a possible shortage of such protective equipment for first-line healthcare workers. Today has been deemed Census Day, as Americans are being urged to start filling out their questionnaires. The census happens every 10 years. It determines how and where billions of dollars of federal funding is used. It's the first time people can fill out their responses online. Some people have a concern about that, citing privacy concerns and security, but they can still mail their forms in. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump says he's going to speak with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis today about two Holland America cruise ships that have been hoping to dock in his state. One of the ships has four dead on board and 200 passengers and crew who are suffering from flu-like symptoms. The president says,
we have people that are dying on the ship, or at least very sick, but they're dying on the ship. So I'm gonna do what's right, not only for us, but for humanity.
DeSantis has been against letting those ships unload passengers in the Sunshine State, worried that sick foreign nationals could take up hospital space needed by Florida residents. The ADP private payrolls jobs report for March is out, but it only covers the first 2 weeks of the month. Before the virus pandemic struck, the U.S. losing 27,000 private sector jobs over that period before the U.S. economy was largely shut down because of the pandemic. And a lot of movie fans are buzzing on social media after finding an inaccuracy in a scene in the film Little Women. Last year's film adaptation of the Jane Austen novel is now available online. And, of course, lots of people are watching, seeing as they're stuck at home. Some fans have noticed a scene that features a Poland Springs water bottle and a Hydro Flask plastic tumbler sitting in the background when the story supposedly takes place in the 1800s. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.